AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
We now know that two Americans were among the 150 people on board that German airliner when it slammed into a mountain in France yesterday. Investigators have now cracked open a damaged cockpit voice recorder, and they may soon have crucial clues as to why this plane descended for 8 minutes and then crashed. Former NTSB chairwoman Deborah Hersman.
Well, I think the cockpit voice recorder is going to give them some insight into that, whether it was initiated by the crew, whether there's conversations about troubleshooting, or whether perhaps they're setting an autopilot. It's going to be really important to understand why they were doing what they did in the cockpit, and hopefully the recorder will give us that information today.
She was on the Today Show this morning. Would you buy seafood that had been produced by slaves? The AP has learned that hundreds of men have been imprisoned on an island in Indonesia forced to fish to produce food that may end up on your dinner table. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
This fisheries official in Indonesia says,
thinking of what slavery is happening on those boats, I lost my sleep.
In the U.S., National Fisheries Institute spokesman Gavin Gibbons says a boycott wouldn't solve the problem.
If you don't buy seafood from there, then you're not only not in the conversation anymore about labor, you don't have an ability to fix it.
Thailand's biggest seafood company says after the AP reports, it cut relations with a supplier using forced labor. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Later this morning, Afghanistan's new president will speak to Congress. The White House announced just yesterday it will slow the pace of troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. A high school in Louisiana has been investigating a grade-changing scheme. They say a student got a teacher's password and changed grades for students either for money or as a favor. 45 students suspended. This is AP Radio News. More of our music is going into the Library of Congress to be preserved. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the works chosen for preservation by the Library of Congress. It's one of the newer recordings on the list. The oldest is recordings from the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago. The self-titled albums of Joan Baez and The Doors make the list, as does Radiohead's OK Computer and Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. It's not all serious stuff. Steve Martin's A Wild and Crazy Guy album also makes the registry. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Oprah Winfrey is sending some of her paintings and furniture and designer clothing and other items to auction next month. They're from her home in Chicago. The proceeds are going to benefit a school for girls in South Africa. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.